Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hollywood, it's a hot one out there. There's no tennis for you tonight, right?
Well, Trevor, no, I don't play tennis. That's Joe, and Joe will be back on Monday. But thank you for asking. I am Hollywood. Dan Day is here with us. Trevor is here with us, and I do apologize. My voice is definitely fading at this point. I am trying my best, as Dan is also trying his best. It's been a fun week.
Man, the elbow room, man.
Sounds like we've had a lot of fun.
It'll get you every time.
Yeah,
gotta love that show prep,
a lot
the
of
elbow
fun.
Room.
And I will tell you, by the way, I am going to be at Waxy's Irish Pub in Fort Lauderdale today, 3 o'clock, FIFA Club World Cup watch party. We're going to be giving away tickets every 30 minutes to see Inter Miami play in the Club World Cup at Hard Rock Stadium on June 23rd. So you can come to Waxy's Irish Pub, watch the game with me, win tickets, and enjoy ice cold beer specials. For more info, WQAM.com. That is today.
Couple things about that. That's a great event. Number one, Waxy, legendary Irish pub.
Okay.
They really redone the place. It is nice. It is beautiful. Some of the best crisp cold beer I've ever had is at Waxy. Plus, you get Inter Miami versus Porto from Portugal. So you're going to get to watch that game at 3 o'clock, and then you get to win tickets to Inter Miami playing Brazil's Palmeiras later on. These games are going to be huge and great, but that's the place to be. And I know they got, when I say drink specials, they've got some drink specials that you're going to be dealing with, Danny. When I say drink specials, I mean some of the best of the best prices you could ever ask for when it comes to drink specials, and of course free tickets for some Inter Miami and Palmeiras.
That's beautiful. And I'm going to skip on lunch today. I'm going to wait it out, and I'm going to have something at Waxy's today, because I saw
smart
that menu
move
too, and I'm gonna hit that pretty good. I will say, if you're coming out to this thing today, we are going to watch some soccer. Let me know your picks here. Let me know who you like, because I'll be betting blindly.
You want my
on
honest
one
pick?
Yeah, who do you like today? I need to get some picks in here, Danny, because I got to get a little Hard Rock action going.
Inter Miami is my all-time favorite club team, but they're playing a Goliath in Porto from Portugal. So
Inter Miami plus 300 on the money line here.
Plus 300, yeah.
Do we go Messi anytime goal? Let's see what that's going
that's
to happen. Plus 125.
Because they got shut out last
they
game.
They did get shut out last game.
So
we need some scoring, man.
Messi likes to score against the big teams. Portugal, he spent a lot of time in Spain. I'm trying to justify betting a Messi anytime goal right now. Messi on the big stage. It would be big. It's an afternoon game. He's at home. Yeah, I would go Messi with an anytime goal. Messi might get a goal, but I don't know. The end result might not be as favorable for Inter Miami. They've really got the deck stacked against them in this Club World Cup, which most teams do, because this is the best of the best club teams in the whole world.
Yeah, so we got the Club World Cup going on. The World Cup is going to be down here as well. That's a bucket list event, I would imagine, for a lot of people. I signed up like, I don't know, a year ago or something for pre-sale tickets. I don't know when they exactly go on sale. Probably missed it already or something. But
well, it's hard to go on sale now because most of the teams haven't qualified.
Okay, well, I would go regardless of who played. I'm guessing the USA will get in.
They're automatically in because they're one of the host countries. So
okay,
yes,
okay.
They are
there
in,
you go.
I don't
shows
have to,
how much I know.
I don't have to go to a USA game. If someone offers me tickets to, let's just theoretically say, Once again, we don't know who's making, who's not, but just Australia versus Panama. I'm in. I'll take two.
Yeah, I think it'd be a really great experience to go to a World Cup. That's got to be right up there with some of the best events you got going. I know a lot of, about 20,000 people got to go to Game 6 a couple of nights ago down here in Sunrise. That is kind of one of those events that I know people will never forget that were at that one.
I heard it was absolutely electric, and it's so funny that you bring it up. BOGO season tickets when you were growing up. Show your ID, yeah, and you can lie, maybe not lie, and say, you know, this is my first game, you get in for free. Solana saying that he stood outside of the arena and with the $7.90 the ticket, gave away free tickets to the other night. The cheapest ticket you could get on the secondary market was like $900, $1,000. The place was absolutely packed. It was electric. People were talking about how great it was. What a great turn of events and for the Florida Panthers.
It's just how about that?
It's just unbelievable, man.
It really is.
As of 7 years ago.
Dan, this guy says it's Porto, not Real Madrid or Man City. They have a shot.
Okay.
Real Madrid's in this thing, right?
Real Madrid is in this thing. They actually didn't have the result they thought wanted to the other day. El Hilal, one of the teams from Saudi Arabia the other
night. I'm counting on you, by the way, for all this. Oh, yeah. I hope you're right in what you're saying. I'm counting on you.
Absolutely, yeah. But, man, it's just crazy to think where the Panthers have come from. I remember years ago when I first got here, I was driving in hearing you and Joe talk about the Panthers and how the Panthers, even the players, were making jokes about how people don't come to the games and everything. And now to see where they're at, they are the standard. So much of a standard. Listen to this, Danny. So much of a standard in the NHL, the platinum standard is what I like to say, is that a team like the Edmonton Oilers, who have been to the finals 2 years in a row and have unquestionably the best player in the league, might have to start thinking about rebuilding, because what are they doing here if they can't beat the Florida Panthers? They have to make some major changes now because they cannot beat the Florida Panthers. And this is a team that's been 2 years in a row to the finals. It has Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, all these guys. They might have to start figuring, you know, how are we going to change this thing up?
Dan, Connor McDavid's about to be a free agent. Is he going to re-sign with the team? That's a bigger
question. That's another good question.
That's a huge question up in Canada right now.
He's coming to the Panthers. My man here in the 786, you got to pick one. He gave me Suarez and Campagna anytime goals. Pick one, man. I can't go with two. Right, we're not getting two. Are we going to get two?
No, two. Don't do it in a parlay. Just have them just in case.
All right.
I'll throw you a 20. Maybe Campagna.
This guy says we just won the Stanley Cup and the drama of Dolphins camp. Nobody cares about soccer. We're going to mention it because it's here in town.
And you have a big
and we have an event today.
At Waxy.
People do care, by the way. I mean, they do have the one of the most famous athletes in the world playing at Hard Rock Stadium. So people do care. I think there was it looked like there was about 60,000 people there the other night for their game. But anyway, that'll be coming up today, 3:00. Waxy's in Fort Lauderdale. So if you'd like to join me, we'll have tickets for you.
Yeah.
So it's that'll make it worth your trip out there and get some cold beer and some good food, and we'll enjoy the game today. So we have that.
And you're only a hop, skip, and a jump away from the Elbow Room if you go to Waxy.
Oh,
so
better.
Hollywood, let's
even
go.
You know me. You guys know me too well, man. I'm going to be bar
hopping. You're
today.
In my area now.
Yes, yes. Before I go home to the kids today, I will be bar hopping.
Honey, put the kids to sleep.
I'll be your DD.
All right, we're going to help this guy, 561. We're going to help you out, pal, because we're going to have Omar Kelly join us. We'll talk Dolphins camp when we come back here on WQAM. Welcome.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in here on WQAM. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Omar, they asked for some Dolphins talk this morning, so we shall deliver. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm all right. You had me in the penalty box all yesterday, so I'm glad I can come out and play today.
My man is using hockey terms in his opening. He's getting it, man. He's a hockey guy now. You're a Broward guy too, Omar, so we'll be bringing you to some games, all right?
I am not a Broward guy. You know that.
You're a county
Broward
line guy. You're a county line guy.
Okay, I'll accept that. I'm a county line guy.
You're on the fringes. Speaking of the fringes, Omar, we didn't get to talk about this yesterday, but that race between Noah Lyles and Tyreek Hill is a no-go at this point. Noah says personal reasons or something or other. Kind of disappointing because I thought it would actually be kind of a fun thing to watch. I don't think it's a terrible thing for Tyreek Hill to be doing with his free time.
Out of
other things that he could be doing.
That's correct.
What do you think, though, of this thing getting called off here?
You know, I've heard a theory that it's about money, and I totally disagree, considering I know for a fact that there are sponsors, there are people that are willing to throw hundreds of thousands of dollars on an exhibition race. That's mainly just for social media, because when I was with I Am Athlete, I think we had $400,000 from sponsors for Brandon Marshall, Terrell Owens race that Brandon Marshall backed out of. So I'm pretty sure that Olympian versus the number one player in the NFL, according to his peers, would at least get you about $200,000 apiece. I just think that this is, hopefully it was something that was injury related for Noel. And I think it's great for Tyreek just because it keeps him motivated, keeps him driven. He's faster than he's been in years. Obviously, you know, running a 10.15 isn't tremendously great, but it's a lot faster than a lot of people can run. And he's going to continue to train and work on his speed. And that's one of the things. Tyreek is in great shape. He hasn't worked on catching because he had the two surgeries on his hands. But in terms of speed, it's there.
Where do you stand on?
He needs to work on his endurance, and that's what he said.
So that's the thing with Tyreek. Like, where do you stand on him? Because we have this debate. We're discussing it with Joe and everything. And has he lost a step? Has age caught up to him? Was it just a perfect storm of a mess of last season that kind of was the derailing factor and injuries and stuff? But I guess the main question is, has he lost a step, or can we expect 2,000-yard Tyreek Hill to, you know, take the field this season?
I don't know about 2,000 yards, but I definitely think that you can expect a more dangerous Tyreek Hill. There were issues last year with his hands and with his knee. Mm-hmm. We know that at the arrest, he talked about having a clean out. There were during training camp, you know, Tyreek would skip the first 30, 40 minutes and then show up for team periods and beat somebody deep and then, you know, go disappear for practice. That's pretty much his routine. But what you saw during the season, and this is probably not even the first season, there were critical third down plays that Tyreek wasn't on the field because he was winded. And he had to work on his wind and that his stamina. And that's one of the things that he's working on now. I'm curious to see how it's going to play out for him during the season. But Tyreek has already talked about, you know, he knows how important and how critical this season is for him because his contract isn't guaranteed next year. There's absolutely no way that the Dolphins are going to pay him $40 million unless he is a 2,000-yard producer, which I highly doubt. So he knows that this is a major contract year for him, and considering the amount of kids and families and divorces that he's going through, it's pretty critical for him to have a great year.
Yeah, we definitely need a different year from Tyreek Hill, but this team is stressed. The new culture, it's going to be different this year. Have you noticed, Omar,
Are you sure?
I'm asking you. You're at the OTAs. Have you noticed anything different in the team and the attitude with the culture surrounding these teams?
They're saying it's a new culture.
I mean, they said
they're
it last year.
Yeah, they did say that last year. They're saying it. It has to be something. You know, it was really weird and odd that they didn't like each other last year. I don't know why they didn't like each other. I don't know why they didn't click. Obviously, adversity and struggles lead to division, and that's what you had last season. But the question is, you know, can they get it all together? Can they become a band of brothers again? And do they have that leadership? That was my main question going into the offseason. When you lose a Teron Armstead and Calais Campbell, who are probably two of the best leaders that I've ever seen in professional sports, and I'm not exaggerating. Teron Armstead is going to go in the leadership, going to be a Hall of Famer, 17-year veteran. He has more experience and more knowledge than anybody who coaches him, and this is fact. His playing career outlasted Mike McDaniel's coaching career. I think he was playing in the league when Anthony Weaver was playing in the league. He's an established veteran. And they held that locker room together. People don't realize how difficult it was to get to that 8 wins, even though they lost in the season finale against the Jets. To put yourself in position in the season finale to be in the playoff hunt, considering the disaster of a year that you were having, that took tremendous, you know, chutzpah. So when they lost them, one of my major questions was who's going to step up and fill that leadership void. We know Sealer's going to be a leader. We know Alec Ingold's going to be a leader. But what I'm learning is guys like Jalen Waddle, guys like Devon Achane, guys like Bradley Chubb are stepping up to fill that leadership void. Jordan Brooks, and we'll see how it plays out this season, because I think leadership is ultimately what's going to decide whether or not the season is successful or not.
Why aren't we talking about Tua being more of a leader? He's the highest paid player on the team. He's got number one on his chest. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't he be the guy that's number one? Why are we not saying this is the year Tua really steps up and is the leader of this team on and off the field and does everything vocally and physically and everything else like that? Why are we not saying more of that?
I think you can expect, no matter who it is as a quarterback, I think you can expect them to be a leader of the offense. And Tua is undoubtedly, unquestionably the leader of the offense. But quarterbacks have so much on their plate, they cannot be a leader of the locker room. They cannot be policing players showing up late. They cannot be policing players, you know, on defense. You have to have a leader where people break script and do the wrong play. Somebody's got to be in their face. That's not Tua's job. He's without a doubt a leader. I've never, even Tom Brady, when did you see Tom Brady get in a defensive player's face? You know, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, they play their leadership role, but I don't think a leader can ever be the ultimate captain of a team. A quarterback, they have too much on their plate as is to sit there and police the locker room. And really, that's what it's about. Somebody's got to police the locker room.
Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald here with us on QAM. Omar, This Jalen Ramsey thing, I keep seeing stuff pop up that, you know, they might need to rework his contract. They're still trying to trade him. What the heck is going on with that guy, and how can we get him out of here as quickly as possible?
I actually think, and I have to look into this, and this is something that, I need help with from people on the inside. I think his contract has been reworked because he's down to $1 million base salary, and I got to verify this. That means that they've given him option bonuses, which probably have already been worked out in his contract. And if that's the case, it's going to be very easy to move him. Because if a team has to pay $1.5 million for Jalen Ramsey, trust me, it's going to be easy to move him. And I knew this from the very beginning, Jalen isn't just going anywhere. You're not just trading Jalen anywhere. Jalen's probably one of the biggest bulldogs in the NFL. And Jalen controls his own destiny. He probably controls where he plays. You're not gonna bully Jalen, which is probably the problem and the reason why he's leaving here. Jalen is going to bully you. And so this isn't an easy trade to make. It's not like he can go to any team. I really think it's going to come down to one of the LA teams, because I think this has also something to do with family, and his kids and his family live in LA. As a father, you don't want to be away from your daughters, and I could completely understand that. So, I'm curious to see how this plays out.
And then we have a couple of guys that are disgruntled about their contracts right now. Omar, are we going to get these things figured out here before camp starts?
Yeah, we got about 2 months to work it out. The Dolphins, they generally don't work it out until they absolutely have to. Most contracts get done probably 2 weeks before the regular season opens. Tua is probably the lone exception to that, and that was because he was kind of holding back the offense in terms of development, installation, practices. But this is the offseason. This is when business gets done. And if you're Zach Sealer and you're being paid basically $8.5 million, and Joe Schmo at your position is being paid 16, wouldn't you want a contract restructure? If you're Jonnu Smith and you're supposed to be paid $4.1 million, and Joe Schmo and everybody in the world is making 8-9, including Mike Gesicki, who you are head and shoulders better than, wouldn't you want a readjustment? Wouldn't you want a new contract? So this is the norm in the NFL. And a lot of times, when just like last season, you know, one of your main individuals who kind of corrupted your locker room was Javon Holland. Well, what happened with Javon Holland? You decided that you didn't want to pay him. Okay, well, he kind of became a cancerous element in your locker room. These things happen when you decide that you don't want to take care of your team and take care of your veterans and take care of your key players. They kind of can become toxic individuals. And the last thing that you want, especially with a Jonnu Smith and a Zach Sealer, who are the first guys in, last guys out kind of guys, is for them to not buy into your program. You want them to be selling your program to other players. So my hope is that this gets done and that both sides find some common ground. There's no reason that you can't give Jonnu Smith a Mike Gesicki contract. I just wrote that in the Miami Herald. Mike Gesicki's getting getting $25.5 million over 3 years. There's no reason that you don't have that offer on the table for Jonnu Smith. None. They're the same age. Jonnu's already a better player. There's absolutely no reason you don't have that offer on the table. Now, Christian Wilkins is a little bit more complicated because he's locked up for 2 years. Now, he signed that deal probably 2 days after suffering what could have been a tragic knee injury. So clearly he took less than what he should have because he wanted a bird in the hand instead of two in the bush. You have to address Zach Sealer. Zach Sealer is probably the most important player on your team outside of Tua Tagovailoa. If you want this season to tank, go ahead and don't take care of Zach Sealer and see what happens. So they know this. Hopefully somebody has relayed that to Steve Ross. Zach Sealer's no matter who's coaching his team, no matter who's the GM of his team, you want Zach Seeler to be part of this program. And the best way to do that is to make sure that you take care of your most important players.
So, Omar Kelly, with that being said, in your mind, what is the timetable to get something done with a Zach Seeler and Jonnu Smith?
Week before the regular season starts.
Okay.
Now, that you know, unfortunately for players, they don't have much leverage when it comes to holding out from camp. I think it's a $50,000 per day fine. By the time you get into 3 weeks of holdouts, you'll probably be playing for free. So that's what you see, is you see hold-ins. Now, I don't have a problem if Jonnu Smith and Zach Seeler sit out the first 2-3 weeks of camp. Or they can do what Christian Wilkins did, which is you practice when you don't have any exhibitions on the table or any joint practices on the table, but you shut it down when joint practices begin. That's what Christian Wilkins did. And that's the ideal way to put pressure on the organization. What does that mean? It'll hinder your play and performance? Yeah. But you got to understand, this is the time to do business. Right now is the time to do business. 2 weeks before the regular season, when September rolls around, that's when it's football. So hopefully both sides of this thing understand that that's what's on the horizon.
Omar, just to get you a little tease for tomorrow, you'll be back with us. And I know tickets for training camp have been put out there for the fans to scoop up. I want to. Yeah. We'll ask you tomorrow what your what the fans should be looking for. I'll let you have a day here to marinate, but we'll get your take on what fans should be looking for when they hit camp in the coming weeks here, and also Mike Florio on it. He had some strong stuff about the Dolphins last week. So,
yeah, I kind of disagreed with Mike on that.
You did.
And I will. We will take it to task. So we'll have a discussion. I have the greatest amount of respect for Mike, and you know, there's just some things that you don't know. Like Mike is a head coach. Like, I've covered a lot of guys who are not head coaches, who happen to have head coach roles. Mike's a head coach, so we'll have that discussion tomorrow.
Well, you know, I love a good radio fight, Omar, and you guys disagree on
you
that.
Do.
So hopefully we'll get some fireworks late in the show tomorrow. But thank you for taking the time this morning, and we'll see you tomorrow. Right?
All right, guys.
All right, Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald here with us this morning. We're going to take a pause, a lot more to get to as we continue on here on QAM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success.
Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Saraya and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in here on WQAM Hollywood. Dan Day, Trevor, along here with you. Yes, my voice is fading, Dan. Mm-hmm. It is fading quickly. Speaking of that, well, not really speaking of that, but Yahoo Sports comes out with this here this morning. DeMar DeRozan is, quote, widely perceived, by the NBA is the weirdest rumor mill, doesn't it? Is, quote, widely perceived to be available in a trade. Per Mark Stein, DeRozan is considered a potential option for teams that miss out on Kevin Durant.
Mm.
So there you go. That is your consolation prize, apparently, here in NBA free agency. Is that that comes out here this morning. That does very little for me, the DeMar DeRozan thing.
Yeah.
You didn't think Kevin Durant did anything for you. I don't know what DeMar DeRozan is going to do for you. I think this Heat offseason is going to be incredibly intriguing. I mean, really, really intriguing, because they need to make a move. They need to shake things up one way or another. And I know that they know that. And we'll see. We will see if any of the key pieces get moved. I don't think anything's off the table at this point, right? I really don't. But they need a star. They need some star power on this team to get back over that hump of mediocrity that they've kind of been stuck in. Yeah.
Maybe someone to score in the fourth quarter for them. That would help too.
That would. And you know what? We're not going to do the Jimmy Butler thing here this morning. I'm not happy about the Jimmy Butler thing still, Dan, to this day. But nevertheless, that is the situation with the Heat. Thank you to Omar Kelly. There are a lot of Dolphins stuff coming in here right now. But look. The Dolphins, I know the expectations are very low. It is unfortunate that this is where we're at. One time in my lifetime, can they just surprise us? Can we just be like, oh, no expectations, the team's not going to be very good, and maybe we're just all wrong?
Everything works.
And it just clicks.
Make a playoff run.
Could it happen?
The Commanders did it last year.
The Commanders were the dumpster fire of the NFL.
Laughingstock.
They literally had human crap flooding their stadium.
I remember that.
And their club section too, by the way.
Yeah.
Fans.
Literally had human crap falling on their fans.
Yes.
From the pipes in their stadium.
Yes.
It was flooding their stadium.
Facing multiple lawsuits too, by the way.
Yes. All those misconduct lawsuits. All kinds of just awful stuff. They bring in Jaden Daniels, and they damn near make the Super Bowl.
Almost made the Super Bowl.
They almost made the Super Bowl. I will tell you, I'm hoping to see something like that with Cam Ward. I think it'd be really cool
if
Cam Ward has a Jaden Daniels type of season. I'm really rooting for the guy. I mean, outside of the Dolphins, there's no player I'm going to be rooting for more than that guy. You know, and maybe Xavier Restrepo. I'd like to see him do some stuff as well. All those Canes guys, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'd love to see all those Canes guys that got drafted this year play well. But I will certainly be rooting for Cam Ward in Tennessee should things go very south here for the Dolphins. But I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just crazy.
What
maybe it's the cold medicine, Dan. But
stays healthy.
Yeah, just one time.
Once. Tyreek Hill goes for 2,000 yards. The explosive plays return. The defense with Anthony Weaver starts getting some sacks and some turnovers. You start winning some games. Start putting pressure on the Bills. Maybe.
Well, the Bills are obviously the team to beat, and Josh Allen isn't going anywhere. But I wonder, man. I was talking to Omar about this off the air the other day, and he's, you know, I said, "Do you think this is the Bills' year? Do they finally get over the hump and win a Super Bowl?" And he said, "No." He said he doesn't think so. He thinks that this will be a Mahomes revenge tour.
Ooh.
After last year, I mean, look, the Chiefs are always going to be in this thing. No question about it.
Yes.
If you have Patrick Mahomes, you're in the conversation.
You got Andy Reid, too.
Now, the problem with Josh Allen is eventually, I don't know when this time will come, eventually he will slow down.
It's the Cam Newton.
Those hits will take their toll.
Yeah, Cam Newton theory.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think Josh Allen's window is shorter, I want to say. I don't want to say it's closing or anything like that. It's just shorter because Patrick Mahomes clearly does not take the physical punishment.
Right, yeah, and he has that type of game that seems like it can last for a long time. But
Holmes could play till he's 40.
I mean, I would think if he wanted to. It's like a Tom Brady type situation. Like
he's an unbelievable athlete. He keeps in incredible shape.
He avoids. He's a freak of nature, and he's had, he avoids the big hits.
He had one significant injury, if I recall. I know he had the knee when he went into the QB sneak.
Yeah, but then he still came back because he was double jointed or something like that.
Yeah, the weirdest thing was that high ankle sprain. Remember he had the high ankle sprain in the playoffs? I think it was going into the Super Bowl. That's the kind of thing that keeps guys out for like months. He just played through it, which is like unbelievably bizarre.
Oh, and don't forget that the Kansas City Chiefs have a great defense that everyone overlooks.
Yeah. This guy, 561, says it took the Commanders getting rid of their owner to make the changes needed. Yeah, I have no question the owner there was very toxic. We don't have that issue here. We just have an issue of we can't seem to put the right team together.
How many years in a row are we going to do this? Is it the Bills' year? It's their time. How many years in a row are we going to do? Is it the Ravens' year? It's their time. It just seems like year after year, they run into the Chiefs every year. Run into the Chiefs.
So those teams, that's the other problem. Those teams are all going to run into each other. And I saw there was a list. I think it was, not to give him any credit here, pub this morning, but Colin Cowherd had a list of the top quarterbacks in the AFC. And he had Tua down there. With Trevor Lawrence in the 7 or 8 range. And I mean, I get it. Like, I get it. I mean, you'd put CJ Stroud in that thing ahead. You'd put Joe Burrow in that thing ahead. You probably, I think at this point, would put Justin Herbert. That's debatable. But then you have the big guys, right? Then you have the elites. And unfortunately for you, most of the elite quarterbacks, if not all of them, are in the AFC.
Yeah.
And it is a brutal gauntlet to get through to get out of the AFC, and you know that is the ultimate goal.
That's the problem that scares me so much. Is you look at it, you have a great season. If you're the Dolphins, you make it to the playoffs, you get some good momentum, and all you have to do is basically you're going to have to beat the Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl. Like, okay.
All right, we do have to pause here. This guy, someone just texted in, Dan. This must have been the guy from yesterday. He was asking about the word. He said, is there any word on the ratings for the finals games here? And we did hit this earlier, but yes, I will give you the numbers again here, sir. Since you asked, you shall receive. We're a request-based program here. Game 5 between the Pacers and Oklahoma City Thunder averaged 9.5 million viewers on ABC. That is down 22% from last year's Mavericks Celtics series deciding game. That one had 12.2 million viewers. And then the Panthers game finished with game 6 between Edmonton and the Panthers, 2.8 million viewers across TNT and True TV. That is down 33% versus last year's game 6 between the same two teams. That averaged 4.2 million viewers on ABC. Take those numbers as you will. I mean, the games are on cable now, which I think is certainly one part of it. I think people are getting their television in lots of different ways now. So I don't know how indicative that is of like the actual numbers. It's not great. It's not great for their business.
No.
The NBA is probably not thrilled to see their numbers decline, although the NBA probably at this point is like, whatever. You know, we honestly probably don't care because they just got all those insane TV deals with NBC and Amazon and everyone. And how about those companies, by the way? Between Amazon and NBC, they must be spending $1 billion on talent.
Yeah.
They got MJ. I saw D. Wade got a contract. D-Wade, Udonis Haslam got a deal.
Candace Parker.
Yeah, man. I mean, they are. Steve Nash got a deal. Like, they're handing out contracts to everyone over at these networks. So hopefully the coverage will be really good. We got to take a pause here. We'll get to the 9 o'clock hour coming up here on QAM. If you have any texts for us, 305-567-0560. Is how you reach us. Just want to remind you again, I will be at Waxy's Irish Pub in Fort Lauderdale today at 3 o'clock. We are going to watch Inter-Miami FIFA Club World Cup Watch Party. I will be giving away tickets every 30 minutes to see Inter-Miami play in the Club World Cup at Hard Rock Stadium on the 23rd. So if you come out to Waxy's Irish Pub, you watch the game with me, win tickets, and enjoy ice cold beer specials. For more info, WQAM.com, and I know our promo team, they always have some cool giveaways as well, so we'll have some QAM swag for you out there too, so come stop by. I could maybe a nice warm beer for me, Dan. What do you think?
You want a warm?
Maybe a nice warm beer? I don't know. I need something to soothe
the
throat.
Yeah, get an ale. They'll have you covered in Waxy. Trust me, man.
But hopefully you can come out there and hang with me today at 3 o'clock. Waxy's in Fort Lauderdale. We'll take a pause back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.